Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
It is 9:12. Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. We're live on CLTV and WGNRadio.com and 720 WGN Radio. Our next guest is brought to you by Chicago's own Nuveen. We want to make sure he doesn't pull a hammy in the alumni game happening this Saturday as the Blackhawks alumni take on the St. Louis Blues alumni. He sits along John Weideman on WGN Radio. It's our old friend Troy Murray. Troy, how you feeling?
I'm ready to go, Pete. Ready to go.
Do you practice?
or as ready as I'm going to be.
When do they get the guys together to practice? When does this happen?
You know, we haven't had much of an opportunity to do that. Everybody's got a pretty busy schedule. There's going to be guys coming in from different parts of the United States and Canada to play in the game. So we really haven't had an opportunity as a group. I know some of the players have, tried to get in some ice time here and there. So hopefully we're all set and ready to go.
Eddie Olczyk was on the show yesterday. He said the alumni game is great because it introduces the older players to the new generation. And, Carm, correct me if I'm wrong, Eddie Olczyk called you, Troy Murray, one of the greatest centers in the history of the Chicago Blackhawks.
I think he said the greatest, Troy.
The greatest?
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know what to say to that because he's lying. But
that's great stuff.
The alumni game, I think, is important. We had an opportunity to play in the outdoor game last year in Minnesota, and it was a real good tie-in, as Eddie's talking about, to get the generations together. The new fan of the Chicago Blackhawks and the St. Louis Blues, you know, in some ways don't remember two generations ago, 30 years ago in the National Hockey League, some of the names. So an opportunity for the older players to get to, meet some of the new players of today's generation, but also, the older or the younger players to meet some of the players that they've maybe heard about in the past. Their parents probably have talked about it. So it's a real good opportunity to bring all the generations together and put on a nice exhibition. And like you say, hopefully nobody gets hurt.
Right.
It's the main thing.
I forget if it was a breakaway or was it a penalty shot or whatever it was last year, Troy, but bottom line, you scored and you were all alone by the ice and you had the stick raised, the whole deal. I'm expecting the same this year, by the way, but have you gone to sleep since that game? Because I feel like you should be thinking about that moment every night.
No, I wake up, dreaming about that goal, and it's the highlight of my career. it was a penalty shot, and it was kind of funny because we actually went into the game, and we were just there to play the game. We didn't think too much about what the rules were, and we didn't even realize if there was a penalty called, what was going to happen. And there was a slash call, and they pointed to me and said, "You got a penalty shot," and I'm going, in my mind, I'm going, "What? I got 40,000 people out here, and I got to go take a penalty shot that I haven't done in 20 years?"
He doesn't want to do it.
No, they didn't want to do it. But I did, and I was actually lucky that I scored, and I figured I'd do a little celebration that I never usually do, just to ham it up a little bit. And I think I almost pulled a groin when I tried to do my celebration, go down on one knee.
You got to be careful. We're talking about former Chicago Blackhawk and current Blackhawks announcer Troy Murray. Now, Wayne Gretzky was on the St. Louis Blues for a cup of coffee. I mean, barely, 30 games maybe back in the day, and he's playing in the alumni game. Were you surprised to hear this?
Well, yes and no, but, he's such a big name, and he did play, I think it was 18 regular season games for the St. Louis Blues. His wife still has a home in St. Louis. She's from that area. He spends a lot of time there. Anytime you can, Wayne Gretzky played one game or one shift for the Blackhawks. We'd certainly be having him out for our alumni games if we could get him out there. So
you're probably right.
You look at one of the biggest names in the history, if not the biggest name in the history of the in the NHL in the game itself. you got to have this guy playing. He wants to play, and why not? I think it's so much fun to have a guy like Wayne Gretzky involved in any kind of thing that would happen to a hockey player. So that makes it a unique game alone that Wayne Gretzky is playing.
We got Adam Burrish coming back, Carbom, Daniel Carcillo. You got, Jamal Mayers will be playing on your team, Brian Noonan, Reed Simpson, of course you, and many, many more. So it's kind of like when you go back for a reunion too for you, isn't it, Troy?
It is, and that's what I really liked last year when we played the North Stars Wild combination alumni. You get to hear the stories from the past, and it's always kind of interesting to hear their perspective of the rivalry that was there in the days in the 80s from the North Star players. You know, they were just as scared in going into these games as we were. It was like, oh man, we got to play these guys again. This is going to be nasty. It's going to be ugly. This guy fights this guy. This guy. It was so funny because it's the exact same thing that we heard from those guys. Oh, we hated coming into the Chicago Stadium. We hated playing you guys. You know, it's kind of funny because there's a mutual respect there that when you play against somebody as an opponent and you have those playoff battles that really establish the rivalry,
right.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. To talk about those days and what they were going through, what we were going through, I think is just tremendous. And I love hearing the stories about the game passed from generations that were playing in the NHL ahead of me. I just love listening to the stories because I think that hockey stories in a lot of ways, because it's such a small town type of mentality that used to be in the NHL, the bus rides, the early morning practices and stuff. That's why these outdoor games are so good, because it kind of brings you back to the grassroots of playing hockey. I just love listening to all that history about the game.
Right, right. Troy Murray. Troy, what is the story of the current Blackhawks this season? Is it the goaltending or 37-year-old Marian Hossa? What's the story this year?
Well, I think, it's a real good feel-good story for Marian Hossa to come back and have a year that he's having this season. Unfortunately, he's missed the last couple of games, but I don't think it's long-term or anything like that. At 37 years of age, for him to come out here and being as effective as he has been this year is just great to see. He's just one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet in the game of hockey. He's so humble and really appreciates each and every day that he gets an opportunity to play as a professional hockey player. But the team itself would not be where it is without the great goaltending that they had this season. There's been ups and downs. There's been some struggles. You've got some younger players coming into the fold. The goaltending between Corey Crawford and Scott Darling has been that constant this year. They've really been the backbone of this team.
What your Blackhawk writers are talking about today, Troy, is that Patrick Kane is not the Patrick Kane of last year, 21 goals, 29 assists at this point last year. This year, 10 goals, 24 assists. Patrick Kane is terrible. is there anything going on with Patrick Kane that we should be worried about? I'm guessing the answer to that is no.
No, there's nothing to worry about. I think that last year, obviously what happened the summer of 2 years ago really kind of put everything in perspective for Patrick. And I think that there was such a focus last year for him to use the game of hockey as his sanctuary to get away from everything else that was going on. There was just a real purpose to his game. He had the intent to win the scoring trophy. And, he did that. He wanted to be the best player in the NHL. He was that. And the one thing that he wanted to do last year was win another Stanley Cup, to have all that on his resume in one single season. Didn't get the job done. I don't think there's anything wrong with Patrick this year. I think that there's a little bit of a different focus to his game this year, kind of back to where, we're going to have a good season. We're going to get ourselves in a position to be in the playoffs. And when we do that, we're going to make some noise. And I don't think there's anything wrong with, a lot of players' games that have been kind of maybe a little bit off of what they did last year. And how do you get to those numbers that he had last year? Because
it's incredible.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you're right. History-making numbers. And, Troy, I posted a picture yesterday of Scott Darling. He's doing a Cubs tribute for his helmet. Does Crow have a helmet, a different type helmet he's going to wear for the Winter Classic on Monday at Busch Stadium?
I'm pretty sure he's going to have a different helmet. It's kind of it's what they do now, the goaltenders. These helmets, by the way, are just beautifully painted. And
oh, yeah.
Whatever is on them is just incredible. Going back to you know, when I came into the NHL, they were just something that protected the face, and you really didn't think about the style or how good they looked. And these helmets now are amazing. I know that Scott Darling and Corey Crawford have new pads that they will be wearing, an old throwback retro type of pad that they will be wearing. So I'm sure that Corey does have a mask that will be special for the Winter Classic as well.
One of the best 1-2 punches in sports, John Weideman and Troy Murray. Troy, great to talk to you. Alumni game Saturday, Winter Classic happening Monday right here on 720 WGN.
Well, thanks for having me on. And if I don't talk to everybody, have a great Happy New Year and prosperous holiday season.
You too, my friend. Take care.
All right. Thank you.